Now, have you ever dreamt of climbing up the outside of a building a bit like Spider-Man? Making that dream a reality would require specially adapted adhesive feet that can take advantage of weak molecular forces of attraction between your body surface and the wall in the same way that a gecko does it. Felicity Bedford spoke to David Labonte from Cambridge University, who's been investigating whether there's a good reason why this wouldn't work for humans.
There's only a certain range in sizes that actually use a sticky pad. So you find tiny mites, you find big geckos, you find frogs and spiders and many different insects in between. And the question that we were interested in is whether there's actually a limit or what is the limit to the size that you can grow to where you can still use adhesive pads. And there's an interesting problem hidden in trying to stick to surfaces, because as you grow in size, the amount of surface area that you have per body volume goes down. And it's probably easiest to illustrate that problem if you think of a tiny ant. If you look at the ant, you mostly see surface area, and there's a tiny bit of volume. And if you look at an elephant, you see a lot of volume, but there's really not much surface area.
It's difficult to imagine an elephant climbing with sticky feet. You mentioned quite a diversity of different animals there, from insects all the way through to reptiles. Are the sticky pads and the mechanisms that they use to climb the same across those groups?
From all the evidence we have, they're surprisingly similar. And in fact, adhesive pads in climbing animals have been a prime example of what evolutionary biologists call convergence, where you find the same solution appearing in very different animal groups. So if you think, for example, of spiders and geckos, so they're really, really different animals in terms of their evolutionary history. But if you look at their feet, the structures look almost identical. And this, of course, hints at the possibility that these structures are really good in what they do, and therefore they have evolved multiple times independently.
So what do these structures look like?
So on feet of geckos and spiders, beetles and flies, you would find what we call hairy pads, and essentially a dense arrays of tiny little hairs. And on the feet of many ants and cockroaches and tree frogs, you would find what we call smooth pads that are essentially unstructured, at least on a macroscopic level. So you can best think of them as a soft cushion.
In front of me, we have a range of different machines.
Yeah, so what you're seeing here is one of the devices that we can actually use to get an idea of how well animals can actually stick. And what you see is a centrifuge here. So essentially, we can spin it around at different speeds. And we can put tiny little insects on the centrifuge so that they're spun around. And at some point, they start to slide outwards. And using very simple physics, we can calculate how much force is actually acting on these animals and is pulling them outward.
So it's a bit like a merry-go-round in a play park, except insects, not children.
Exactly. And that for insects, it's really not very dangerous because they're small enough to not be harmed at all by this technique.
Can we switch it on?
Yeah, of course we can. If we look at the end right here now, and then we now switch it on and it slowly increases in speed, then you can see at some point the ant slowly starts sliding outward. So that's a point at which it starts to slide. And then if we go faster and faster and faster, suddenly it's off the surface.
That's quite impressive, really. It's certainly not something that I would be able to do if this was scaled up.
No, some of these ants can actually withstand forces up to 1,000 times their own body weight. So it's really, really impressive what they can do with their adhesive pads.
We're all familiar with the Hollywood version of sticky pads in the form of Spider-Man. How accurate is their representation of him clinging by his fingertips?
So, I mean, of course, there's a large number of issues if you talk about the scientific accuracy of Spider-Man. But if you phrase the question differently and say, well, why are there no larger animals with adhesive pads? Then we can start saying something about this. Because if we scale up our calculations or our data that we have, then we find that if you go to the size of a human, you probably end up with an unrealistically large fraction of your surface area that needs to be covered in sticky pads. And what we calculate is roughly something like 40% of your total body area or 80% of your frontal area, which I think is UK shoe size 89.
That's going to make it difficult to climb.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's just to illustrate the problem that you face if you grow bigger and bigger. That comes from very simple physical laws that effectively pose constraints on what evolution can actually do.
Larger animals, many of them do climb.
So if you go larger than a gecko, say, for example, or if you go to a certain size, then what starts to happen is that suddenly the world doesn't look flat to you anymore. If you think again of an ant and it climbs on a twig, the twig is effectively flat for the ant. While if you think of a monkey, the monkey can actually grasp around the twig. And that's why you start to see departure from these clinging pads or adhesive pads going to something like hands or massive claws and so on and so forth.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can, but now it turns out only if he weighed about 20 grams. That was Felicity Bedford with Cambridge University's David Labonte.